due to some scheduling this week, I'm going to be giving some comments that I hope are helpful in preparing our minds for the Lord's Supper. We're going to be kind of weaving in a song throughout these comments, so you can just kind of be prepared for that. Luke 22, starting in verse 19, says, "And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which I give for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise, the cup after he had eaten, saying, 'This is the cup that I poured out for you, the new covenant in my body.'" When you think about it, the elements that we take every week are kind of beautiful in their simplicity. It's a cracker and it's some juice. And yet, there is so much that is wrapped up in these two simple elements. And I think the fact that when Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper, it is relatively short as well. He doesn't go into great detail in what the disciples are supposed to think about. He doesn't go into excruciating detail as to the background or the history of what these things represent. But we know that there is so much wrapped up in these elements. We could think about, you know, the things like, we could go back and we could study the sacrifices of the Old Testament. We could look at the ideas of what a covenant is, what it means to be entering into this new covenant. We could study the historical details of the Roman crucifixion, of the trials, of the government structure of that time. There's a lot that's wrapped up in these elements, a lot that comes to mind. I think for this week, I want to kind of try and focus our minds. We're going to start by singing the first three verses of this song, "The Power of the Cross," that really focus on the scene of Christ dying, the scene of Christ being led up to Calvary, his body being broken, his body being beaten and torn. And we think about kind of putting ourselves in that time. I know for me, music is very helpful in kind of allowing me to connect, you know, sort of cerebral thoughts to an emotional response. And I hope this song, these first three verses, that if it's helpful to kind of close your eyes and focus on what the words are saying and allow yourself to really think and hopefully be able to relate to and put ourselves at the scene of the cross. Let's sing the first three verses.
Yeah.
The last verse of this song really focuses on the result of his sacrifice. It focuses on what became of his sacrifice, him going through the pain, him going through physical separation from God, the result of becoming sin for us. As a result of Christ's sacrifice, Paul tells us in the book of Romans that we must die to sin. And if we do that, we have the hope of eternity, and we have the hope of new life. Romans 3, starting in verse 6. What shall we say then? Are we continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. As we take of these elements, we'll sing the final verse of this song, and I just hope that as we remember his sacrifice, we remembered kind of the scene of what he went through in the first three verses. We can sing this last verse in appreciation, and we can focus kind of on our response that's required for his sacrifice. Let's sing the final verse.
Oh, to see.